Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Divine Manifesting with Christy Whitman and Rebecca Grotto. Hey, Rebecca.
Hey, Christy. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic.
That's
really
awesome.
Good.
Well, yeah. I had a very exciting weekend. I got married this past weekend.
Yay!
So that's really awesome. I'm feeling like just on cloud nine and totally being the eye of the storm. I'm moving on Saturday, so a lot of amazing things going on. How about you?
Well, you know, I move at a snail's pace compared to you. I just want to tell all the listeners that Christy, don't buy this. Christy is absolutely in her heyday right now. You can have 30,000 plates in the air, Christy, and you are just—you do it all so beautifully and with such ease and effortlessness. I have one plate in the air, and I'm overwhelmed. So I know when we spoke yesterday, you're like, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. I'm so calm, though, and I'm like, you're just amazing. You're always the one that you just so like. I watch you, and I'm just like always blown away because, like I said, the older I get too, and I know all you lady listeners out there know this one. The older you get, the less plates you can possibly keep up in the air. So good for you and Christy. A huge, you know this from my heart to yours. A huge congratulations on being a married lady.
Thank you. Yeah. It feels so good to know that you're with the right partner, a perfect partner for you, so it feels really, really good. And I actually am very excited. We have a lady on the phone tonight, today, and we're going to interview her. And it's something that is so very near and dear to both of our hearts. For most of you listeners, I know that you've heard on a lot of other shows that Rebecca and I are finished writing our book, Female on Female Competition, and really how we compete and compare ourselves to other women. And this guest that we're going to have today, her name is Sarah Marie Dreischbach, I believe is her last name, and she'll have to, I'm sure, correct me if I pronounce that wrong. But I love what she says. Many of us are fighting the war against our bodies, and we're not thin enough, so we starve ourselves. We're not toned enough, so we exercise to exhaustion. We're not healthy enough, so we dine on wheatgrass and alfalfa sprouts. And we're not beautiful enough, so we keep ourselves apart from others and the love they might offer. That's so our book. So I am just so excited to have her come on the show because I love what she says. There's one question that can send fear into the heart of every red-blooded American male. And it's not, sir, how much have you had to drink before you stepped into the vehicle? Or it's, you know, not, can you explain this line item on your last year's tax return? Nope. It's the question that can render even the glibest politician or litigator mute with fear, and that is, honey, do these pants make my rear end look fat? So I love that. I love that.
Perfect, Sarah.
Yeah, Sarah says, you hold the fate of your relationship in the answer to that question. Hesitate or answer this one wrong, and you can kiss your romance goodbye. So real quick, just to introduce Sarah, she is an amazing woman and has a lot of things under her belt, and she basically is, it's amazing. She holds a degree in theology, international studies, and a law degree from Stanford. She has firsthand experience with body hatred, eating disorders, and body image distortion, and obsession found her own self-healing through the studies in holistic health and spiritual practice. She's a certified meditation teacher, yoga instructor, and Ayurvedic life counselor, which I love Ayurvedic, and is committed to helping others develop healthy, joy-filled relationships with their bodies. She's addressed women who feel trapped in the vicious, unending war on their bodies, offering practical tips and insights and a way back to self-esteem, peace, happiness, and vibrancy through her writings, workshops, and seminars. I would like to welcome Sarah.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, thank you for being here. As I said on the show, Rebecca and I have been for 5 years working on this topic of female competition, so when I had your press release come across my desk, I was just like, absolutely, I want to have her on the show and talk about this. And it's interesting that we're having you on the show today because I don't know if you are a fan of Dancing with the Stars, but I don't know, do either one of you watch that?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I haven't yet, no.
Oh, it's so much fun. I just love watching. I'm not a big TV watcher, but Dancing with the Stars, it just makes me
I have heard of that, yeah.
Yeah, and the outfits these dancers wear are like, they might as well not even bother. So I think it's just funny because last night we were watching the show and my honey Frederick said, wow, look at her body. And I looked at him and I was like, okay, I don't need to say anything, because I thought, okay, use my tools, and I thought, I am perfect, whole, and complete as I am. You know, it's like, I'm not going to start comparing myself to her. She is who she is. She has her dancer body, you know. And I had to start doing all of the work that Rebecca and I have done for 5 years, and it amazes me, because I'm even over that. I'd like to say I'm over that comparison and, female competition thing. But the minute he said that, it was like, you know. Mm-hmm. So what would you say to listeners or men that are listening about comments like that?
Yeah, well, one of the, you know, 5 things that a man should never say to his woman, one of them is looking at other women and commenting, wow, doesn't she look great? Exactly your story, because it is so, it's so difficult to hear as a woman. You know, we want our partners to think we're beautiful and to feel great about us. I think your response to the situation was excellent. You know, women that do find themselves in the situation, I think it's really about, you know, using tools and techniques to bolster, you know, our self-esteem and how we feel about ourselves. But for men, you know, I think, you know, when I work with couples, it's, you know, focus on the person in front of you. Focus on your partner, not the person on the TV screen or the person in the magazine or the person on the street, because that's not who you're trying to build a relationship with.
And a lot of that is just, I know Chris and I just did a class last week on body image, and, you know, and it's just like, and we really have to get that it's not even true what we see on TV and what we see, definitely what we see in print. It's like, it's not true. It's airbrushed. It's photo enhanced. The stars will even tell you this. They're starting to come out and fess up that this is not even the truth of who I am. And yet there's this perfected image that I think a couple things, women and men need to really get that's not the truth. And every time we hold that image and that standard, we're so dishonoring ourselves, you know, men and women, because I think this is really going on with both men and women. So, you know, I think that's the first place to start, is to realize that there's this perfected image out there that really isn't true. And every time I expect myself to look like that, then I'm really dishonoring myself. And we just deserve so much better. And I love what you were saying, Sarah, that, you know, what we can do with each other as partners is look at each other and say, you know, who is standing in front of me? Those qualities, those gifts, that's what I need to focus on and be in love with, and not all the outer stuff and not the stuff I expect of her. I think that goes on with, you know, we as women need to do the same thing to our guys, too.
Exactly. That is 100%. And thank you for saying that. That is 100% correct. You know, it goes both ways.
Uh-huh.
For sure. I really agree with what you're saying. You know, they aren't attainable images, and a lot of the work I do is helping women find what makes them beautiful, you know, instead of this, you know, kind of, I'm never good enough because I don't measure up to the standard, you know, instead saying, okay, where is my beauty? You know, it's my belief that, you know, there is beauty in everyone, you know, and there's so much diversity present.
Right.
And it's really saying, wow, what is my unique gift, you know, physically, spiritually, mentally, all those things. And, you know, like you, I have, you know, some interesting statistics I came across from the Renfrew Center Foundation for Eating Disorders said almost 70% of young girls 5th to 12th grade report that magazine pictures influence their idea of the perfect body shape.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
And that's so sad.
And it is so sad. And so I think it's, you know, what I try to do is say, okay, how do we define beauty? And how can I, as a woman, feel beautiful for the unique body that I have, the unique face that I have? Not how it measures up to, like you said, this standard of beauty that is unreal for everybody.
Exactly.
Well, what Rebecca and I talk about a lot with our clients and the courses that we do is that it's not up to the man to make you feel beautiful or even society. It's up to yourself, and it comes from within. And, you know, it's definitely being in that goddess space. And when you're in that goddess space, you can truly feel, it's when you can bring in your sensuality. That's when you can bring in your sexiness. That's when you can really bring in, I mean, that's truly when you are a divine creator and you're in touch with the flow of the universe. And, it really does shine from the inside out. We talked about this before in the show where, if you're feeling badly about yourself or down or in lack or whatever it is, the outer reality is going to reflect it, and you're maybe not going to get as many compliments, or people aren't going to be as attracted to you, or, things just don't flow in your life as far as manifesting. But it's when you change from the inside out and you start telling yourself how beautiful you are, accepting yourself as you are right now, really bringing in that beautiful goddess, as a woman, clearly not for men, but as a woman, that's when things start. It's like an attractor factor type of thing. Things start coming to you. Compliments come to you. The love of your partner comes to you because you're not looking for him to fill you up and, make you feel beautiful. It has to come from the inside out.
Yeah, and people do recognize that. That's exactly it, Christine. We do have role models like Jennifer Lopez, who brought in the big bootay, and it's like, good for her. She just owned that and made it sexy on her, and now everybody's going, wow, that is nice. She wasn't trying to hide
it. Thank
God
for Jennifer.
Oh, I love Jennifer. You know what, Jennifer, and I got to tell you guys, I don't know if you guys know Monique. I don't know her last name. She's a comedian, but she also does a lot of other stuff on TV. Big woman. Oh, my gosh, but she owns it like a true goddess. And you look at her and you go, you are beautiful, because she's just radiating, and she speaks a lot now on love your body, love who you are, love yourself, whether you're big, small, if you got three arms or four eyes, I don't care. You love yourself. And you can feel that whenever I see her on TV or wherever, she comes across. I mean, I'm like drawn to her. I'm looking at her going, oh my God, she just exudes confidence and pride in who she is, and and I think that you're right, Christy, it's really up to us to catch ourselves when we're being so hypercritical and really turn that around and say, I will not let anybody tell me I'm not good enough because I don't look like this, or I'm not womanly enough or sexy enough. It's like, who I am and where I am. So everything you're saying, Sarah, is absolutely right on. And I think it is up to us as women to turn that around and to teach the people around us that, that's not acceptable to judge me.
Yeah. That's exactly right. And, I couldn't be, I'm in complete agreement with both of you. And one of the things that I try to do, with couples is say, okay, from this place of confidence, where you're really telling yourself that you are worthy, and feeling good about yourself, then how as a couple can you use that to help, build one another up and, continue to grow your confidence?
Because
one of the big things is we aren't isolated, and when someone gives us a compliment or when someone, says something not so flattering, it can be painful, and we can do things to, bolster ourselves up and, work with, when they don't compliment us. But really, when you can work together as a couple to build each other up, I think it can be even stronger.
That's so
true. Let me ask this question. Wouldn't it be the balance, though? Like, for example, when you're sitting watching, Dancing with the Stars, and your partner says, damn, look at that dress, or, whatever, is it just like from the man's perspective trying to be respectful of your woman's feelings, but also as a woman staying centered and not going into trying to compare yourself? Like, if you're watching Desperate Housewives with your wife or, partner or whatever, and the man says, wow, Nicole Sheridan, wow, she's got a body on her. I mean, they should be, I guess the way I am in relationships is they should be allowed to speak their truth and say what they feel, because if they don't speak it and don't say what they like and say those kind of things, they're going to shut down and you're not going to be able to have that connection and that honesty between the two of you. But I think it's a balance of being like, wow, she really is a hottie and, wow, she, what I mean? It's kind of, I think there's like that line between letting a man be able to voice how he feels. I mean, it's the same thing with me. I think Paul Walker, I don't know if you guys know him. He's an actor. Oh, he's just such a cutie. And I don't care. I don't care who I'm with. I'm always, and every time I see a picture of him, I'm like, hello. He's just such a hottie. But when I am with Frederick and I happen to see like a movie cover, or he's coming out in a movie, if we happen to be at the movies together, whatever it is, you know, I'll just kind of look at him, and he knows. He knows. I think he's just the cat's pajamas. But I won't be like, oh my God, he's so hot. You know, I don't go on and on and on. It's a respect thing, but I'm at least able to communicate that I do like him, or that I find him attractive, or you know what I mean?
Yeah, but you know what I heard, you know, what you were saying too, Sarah, exactly, Christy, and what I hear is it's really about creating a sanctuary, whether, you know, when you said it, it's creating that sanctuary with a couple, but for me, I instantly went to my family. You know, I create this sanctuary with my children where they're going to go out in the world and they're going to be hurt, they're going to be wounded, they're going to be, you know, they're going to be judged and misrepresented and all of that. And hopefully that when they come home, there's a sanctuary where the mirror will be very clean. And I will, you know, that I have the sensitivity and the respect to say, oh, no, that's not you, honey. Who you are is this gorgeous, divine, absolutely miraculous creature. And so I think that takes great sensitivity to realize that if I'm admiring and fawning all over, like you said, Christy, I mean, I think you have to have that balance and that respect that you're not fawning all over this person, because that would really disrespect my children if I'm going, wow, that 15-year-old girl has a knockout body, and then I look to my daughter. You know, she should be centered within herself, but you know, it's like that would feel so disrespectful to her. She's looking to me as her teammate to say, oh my gosh, you are beautiful as you are, as is my son. He's looking to me to say, if I go out in the world and I've been judged, I can come home and there will be a set of people who absolutely just have my back, who think I'm all that and, you know, in a bag of chips. So, yeah, I think, you know, I agree with you. It all begins within, and we have to do our own work, but it's really lovely when we create that community around us, whether it's our partner or our family or our friends, who are able to say, oh, no, you're absolutely wonderful. And then that helps us remember. So I guess, Christy, you know, what do you think about that, Sarah?
Yeah, you know, I think both of you are right. Of course, in a relationship, you need to be able to, each partner needs to be able to express, you know, what's going on, and you don't want people feeling that they can't share their feelings or their thoughts, or that they're walking on eggshells, you know, afraid of how their comment might affect their partner. That said, you know, I think sensitivity is paramount, and I love your idea of, you know, this sanctuary at home, because, you know, going out in the culture, we do get so bombarded, and knowing that, you know, your family is rooting for you and a place of support, I think is really important. You know, one of the ways practically I think that can be helpful is, you know, if, you know, a woman or a man, you know, says, oh, this person is so gorgeous, you know, and they want to comment on somebody else's appearance, you know, then with sensitivity, they can look at their partner, you know, and also maybe point out what they find sexy or great about them.
Yeah.
You know, so I think it is really a balancing act. You want people to be able to be open and honest, but, you know, you also, I think, people want to feel that their partner is in love with them, or that their parents, you know, are love them dearly, and that they are their biggest supporter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I guess it's maybe holding the ultimate goal in mind, which is, I know, and you know, being around Christy, you really feel this, Christy. It's like your ultimate goal for people is to feel their absolute divine sense of self. And so if that's your goal, you're going to speak your truth, but you're also going to be very sensitive and aware that did my comment just affect you? I mean, and if it did, you know, I really, that's not my intention. That's not what I want to put out in the world. I want my presence to be a source of inspiration, a source of, you know, helping people rest in their divine place. So it's really, yeah, I guess it is that sensitivity and recognizing that, you know, if that's our ultimate goal, my ultimate goal is to make my children, you know, be contributing factor to the people around me, and that their feelings are, you know, coming from such a strong place, that they're so that they then manifest from such a strong and powerful place. So I would never want to say anything that would affect them, that would make them feel less, that would make them feel off center. So that, you know, I'm just thinking as you were talking, Sarah, you know, I guess it's really keeping in mind what is your intention as a partner, as a mother, as a friend, what's your intention? And if your intention is to assist that other person to be their absolute best, to perform at their peak of ability, then we really wouldn't want to say anything that would harm them in any way. And, you know, maybe that's a way to look at it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, Sarah, can you give tips for women on what to do if they, because, you know, let's face it, there are some men out there that maybe aren't as sensitive and respectful. I mean, are there things that women can do and or say to a man? Because, you know, it's my firm belief, and I know Rebecca believes this as well, that people will treat you the way you allow them to treat you. And
yeah.
So I think it's up to us to be the people that determine, you know, what type of boundaries we put up. And so if we're in a relationship with someone and we're not putting up those boundaries that, you know what, that doesn't feel comfortable to me, please don't speak to me that way, don't treat me that way, or whatever, don't make those type of comments. You know, are there things that women or comeback women can say when a man criticizes your physique or criticizes you in general?
Definitely. And I think you are, you know, you're exactly right. You know, we as individuals are responsible for the boundaries that we set, you know, in what we allow to be acceptable behavior and not. I'll tell you a story. At a seminar, a woman came and she was in tears and she said, you know, I became hypoglycemic and I used to just eat one meal a day to keep my weight low, and I got hypoglycemia and needed to eat more regularly. And my husband said to me, you know, I really need you to lose weight because you're going to be the only woman I ever sleep with for the rest of my life, and I don't find you attractive.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, the woman was devastated, with good reason. And, you know, the answer to her was, you know, you need to tell your husband he has a choice. You know, he can either be with you or with his idea of who he thinks you should be, you know.
Yeah.
And coming back to that commitment that, you know, we are who we are, and this woman, you know, he had to be willing to be in a relationship with her, with all of her strengths, with all of her challenges, with all of her. And if he wasn't willing to do that, you know, he could go have his idea mm-hmm. of her, but, you know, but she, you know, and that meant not being in a relationship with her, obviously, you know, and she really needed to be clear in those boundaries for her
yeah.
own well-being and for his.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Sarah, I don't know if you're aware, but I have written a book called Perfect Pictures, and one of the reasons I came to this awareness that I had perfect pictures and what was going on with me is that I was actually at I went back to home to Arizona because my family lives there. That's where I grew up, went to college and everything. And I was with one of my dearest friends, and we were sitting there having, you know, a cocktail late afternoon, just kind of having girl chat. And she was saying, you know, she'd been with her husband for 12 years, and she said something about, well, we're trying to get that flame back, that, you know, that fiery stuff back, because it's, you know, you have kids and you're together for so long, we're trying to get the romance back in. And she said, I'm kind of needing ideas of what to do. And so I suggested to her, I said, what if you do like a little strip show for him, or dance, or, you know, in sexy lingerie, just kind of spice things up. And
okay.
she just looked down and just was so, I mean, I could just see the look on her face. And I said, what's up? And she said, well, you know, I'm not going to say his name, I'll say Joe, you know, Joe is really just doesn't like when I do that kind of stuff, or, you know, he just really isn't that happy with my body. And I'm like, what do you mean? I mean, she's a beautiful, beautiful woman. She has an adorable
yeah.
figure. She has more curvy hips than, you know, the stick figures that you see on TV, but she's a woman. She's absolutely beautiful. And she said, well, he'd like me to lose more weight. And I just was like, oh my God. She said, he just has this perfected image of me. And I thought, how sad. And mm-hmm. it truly was in that moment when I realized that I was doing that to my own self, that I had my own perfected pictures of, you know, of what I should look like, and I wasn't happy with the way I looked like at the time, even though I was a size 4. I mean, you know, it's like, give me a break. And it really occurred to me in that moment that, you know, you're really, not only what he was doing to her, but, you know, she didn't have the strength to stand up and say, well, you know what, I've been this way for 12 years since we've been together. This is my body. This is the way I look. And, you know, if you don't like it, then we need to talk about it. But don't try to make me be someone that I'm not, you know, that I'm not, basically. And mm-hmm. that's how I wrote the book Perfect Pictures, because it's just, you know, it's always having that image of ourselves that we have to look a different way. We have this perfection image, and if we don't meet that image of perfection, then, you know, we're never satisfied. We don't feel good enough. We don't look good enough. We're not good enough. You know, the whole entire thing.
Exactly.
And a lot like what you say, and it's really up to us, again, to come back to how are we going to allow our husbands or even our wives or partners or whomever, friends, to treat us. But it all comes from within first. I mean, she had to get that knowledge of, you know what, this is who I am, and I'm okay with me. And I think once you become okay with yourself and can really accept and love yourself, that's when the rest of the world is going to fall in love with you too.
I completely agree with you, and you know, I say exactly the same thing, that you know, you need to fall in love with yourself, you know, and that's really, you know, when you can have that self-love that you do begin to radiate, you know.
Well, you know, I think of too, Sarah and Christy, you know, as the mother of a daughter and my son.
Yeah.
If anybody ever said the slightest thing derogatory about my absolutely precious 15-year-old, Christy knows, they'd be drawn and quartered. I mean, you know,
she'd go warrior on them.
Oh, I'd go, whoa, I'd get, you know what? They wouldn't know what hit them, because
yeah.
I just, something in me would rise up. The fierceness in me would rise up and, oh, hell no, you did not go there with my daughter. And the thing that is really funny is, you know, I feel like I'm so blessed because my mother was such a goddess, and she really ran that energy. I mean, if anybody ever said the most minor derogatory thing about her, she would rise up and instantly correct them and let them know who they were speaking to, and she would own that beauty and that goddess energy. And so it's like something in me has really been programmed in me to feel that. And I really feel like, as you were saying that story, Christy, it's just like that woman rose up in me and went, oh, well, you will not be getting a taste of this good stuff. Do not even come knocking on this door, sister. Mr. Substantial are not going to be bringing flowers. And it's like that thing that we as women need to really learn to have, and that is such deep and profound self-respect for these bodies and these, you know, it's just that creative ability and who we are. And so it just instantly drew my mind to the way I would react if anybody spoke to my precious, beautiful, pristine and pure daughter. And it's like, and that small child resides within me too. And should anybody think they're going to fault me, you know, for not being the image that's in their mind, well, you know what? They need to just not come knocking at this door.
Well, you know, Rebecca, too, like when you're saying this, it's really making me realize that, you know, it's hard. And, you know, I talk in colleges and everything around suicide prevention and depression and things like that. And, you know, there's so many people out there, especially, you know, high school students and college students that don't have coping skills because they're not learning how to deal with stress because their parents aren't teaching them. So it's the same kind of thing here. It's like we have so many women that don't know how to love themselves. How can we possibly teach our young girls how to do that?
Mm-hmm.
So, Sarah, do you have any suggestions for that? How do we can teach our young girls how to cultivate self-love?
Yeah, I mean, that I'm actually writing a book on that subject, so that will hopefully, you know, come out. But that is really a lot of the work I'm doing, you know, is teaching both, you know, adolescents up to, you know, adult women how to love themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And it ranges anywhere from practical, I mean, for myself, I stand in front of the mirror every night, clothes off, naked, and I appreciate my body, you know, for what it's done this day. I appreciate you for the great, you know, workout you had, or for all the healthy food you ate, for, you know, everything you've done for me, for getting over that illness, for fighting off that cold. And I actually go through and appreciate all the different parts of my body.
Mm-hmm.
And that technique, although it can be very scary, especially to a lot of women that don't want to look in the mirror,
Or they're used to looking in the mirror naked and just picking themselves apart.
Oh,
so
exactly.
It's a totally different thing. Yeah.
It's exactly, and that's why, you know, I make it a daily practice to, combat that. It's a habitual pattern that I think so many of us as women grow up with, to pick our body apart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this doesn't work, this doesn't work. And so, you know, I do a number of exercises to turn that around, you know.
That's so great.
You know, look in the mirror, and, you know, when you hear that critical voice, disengage, you know, identify it as a thought, you know, and as not a useful thought, and then put another one in its place. So if it's, my butt is so fat, you know, thank you very much, that's not useful.
Mm-hmm.
I really love my butt, and this is what I'm going to, you know, this is what my butt has done for me.
Right.
Well, Sarah, it certainly is awesome having another sister that's out on the planet, in the planet, on the world, in the world, you know, talking about this, because this is something that, you know, Rebecca and I definitely talk about, and it's
so near and dear to our heart, huh?
Yeah. And it's the big crux of our book on, you know, The Fairest One of All, on female competition. So, you know, it's like we have two voices, so it's beautiful to see that someone else is, you know, hitting another part of the world, and even just, you know, the same area of the world, because I think you and Rebecca live very close to each other. But talking about this subject, because it's not something that people need to hear once, it's something they need to hear over and over again, because it's such a culture, it's so ingrained in our culture and within our moms and our sisters, and, you know, and we just cut each other down, and we also cut ourselves down, and it truly is, I believe, coming from ourselves. It's being empowered within yourself to feel, you know, that love, and to feel like a goddess, and to feel just empowered. And it's, you know, for our guy listeners, that's just the thing, is that if you, it doesn't matter how much you compliment and, you know, try to, you know, bathe your partner in attention and appreciation and all that, if they don't have it for themselves, it's not gonna hit. And I just had one of my readers a couple weeks ago say that he, you know, he loves his wife. I mean, she's the most beautiful woman he's ever seen. She's had three kids, and her body is still just, he's so attracted to her. And, you know, but the thing is that she gets in this place where she's just never enough. And no matter what she looks like, she just doesn't look, I mean, she does look, he described her, he said, she does look like one of these women you see on TV. I mean, she could be an actress that, you know, isn't made up and doesn't have, what's it called? I'm totally losing my words, but, you know, isn't, like, airbrushed and all that kind of stuff. She's amazing and fabulous, but yet she herself doesn't feel that. And it truly is, and, you know, it's not up to the men. I mean, it's up to the men not to worsen the situation, but it's definitely not up to them to give us our self-esteem.
Well, I think we have to recognize that in our culture today, as it is, you know, the messages are coming at us fast and furious on what we should look like, how we should be, and it's such a narrow image of beauty, and I think it's really up to us as women, as individuals, men and women, because I think sadly the messages are coming to men now on what they should look like. And
if you're
not Brad Pitt, forget all about it. And so, you know, the bottom line is, I think it's really up to us to recognize how saturated, you know, we are with that critical negative image in our mind. This isn't good enough. This isn't good enough. Oh my gosh, look behind you. That for sure isn't good enough. That's never going to work. And I just think it's up to each one of us to rise up and say, who I am and where I am right now is absolutely perfect. And like you were saying, Sarah, I mean, Christy and I do this in our class, in our book. You know, we really work on taking each part of your body and recognizing the miraculousness of it, not just the appearance, but what it's doing for you at every moment. And gosh, when you really get into that, you know, for me, sometimes I just meditate on the fact that my heart has been beating, you know, for how many years now, nonstop. It has never let me down. No matter what I'm throwing at my body, no matter what I'm doing, you know, no matter how negative I'm being, that, bless that little heart, is in there consistently supporting me, and that in and of itself is worthy of my attention and my admiration. And I think when we really get to that point where we're honoring ourselves, you know what, then we just won't allow others. That's when the boundaries automatically come in. We won't allow anybody else to come up and mess up, you know, what we're creating. It's like if you've been working so hard on this beautiful garden, you know, you really won't let somebody come in and walk all over the beautiful flowers you've just planted. You'll automatically say, step out. Unless you're willing to contribute to this garden, you need to step back because you're not really in alignment with the vision that I'm holding. And, you know, because this show is on divine manifesting, it's like when we're at that point, then we will be in alignment to draw to ourselves all the goodness and worthiness and value that we deserve. So I kind of think it's really up to each one of us to start right in that place of honoring who we are and valuing what we have in this moment in time.
I think that's absolutely correct. And, you know, one of a well-known and one of my favorite quotes, you know, be the change you want to see in the world.
Gandhi.
From Gandhi. And my real, you know, one of my visions is to change the way beauty is conceived of in this world, you know, change the fashion industry, change how models are depicted. And I think that really starts exactly where you're saying, you know, it starts with women loving and accepting themselves.
Yeah.
You know, and their bodies, and that's what's going to change the, you know, the message that's being sent, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. throughout the world.
Oh, that's such a great cause, Sarah. Oh my gosh. That,
you know, and
go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, please go ahead. Sorry about that.
Oh no, I was just saying that, I mean, you know, I agree with Christy. That is such a noble cause.
Well, I was, you know, and to echo, you know, when I found out about your show and what the two of you were doing, I was, you know, absolutely thrilled. I said, oh, my gosh, there's people, you know, women out there doing this. That's wonderful. And it's amazing, your book about you know, female competition. That has been, you know, another thing that I've thought so much about and actually talked to some close friends of mine about this underlying competition that really prohibits, you know, a depth of relationship between women. You know, it prohibits the amount of intimacy that you can have in a friendship.
And the support that, you know, if we can't allow ourselves to be supported because we're embarrassed or we're suspicious. You know, I always say, you know, you can't hug somebody if you're keeping them at arm's length. And, you know, you can't.
That's
like
a great line.
Yeah, that is pretty good. We should coin that, Christy.
That's a great line. I love it.
It really is. And, you know, I've just been thinking about that lately. It's like, and that's what women do. They're eyeing each other suspiciously all the time. And so they can't, you know, look at each other with eyes of love. And they can't hold each other. And they can't allow themselves to be supported because, you know, if I tell her the truth of what's really going on with me, is she going to gossip about me? Is she going to use it against me? Is she going to judge me? And so it really is so sad that we have gotten to this place as women where we are pushing away the kinship that only another woman can offer to us, that great camaraderie of, you know, female energy and support. So we really do. I mean, Christy and I are so passionate about this. Wouldn't you say, Christy, the fingers of female competition are so far-reaching, and they're so destructive in a woman's life.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And it goes for the men, too, whether it's female competition or whatever is your issue kind of thing. But it all stems from you. It's like when you, you know, your outer reality is a direct reflection of whatever is going on within you. So if you have a lot of women that are around you that criticize you, compete with you, you know, are always trying to cut you down, clip your wings, so to speak, you need to look within and see where do I have issues with female competition? Where am I holding back? Where am I not loving myself? Because it truly is in that space where when you work it within yourself, your outer reality where shit will shift. When Rebecca and I started writing the book, you know, years ago, it literally was me having these issues of female competition, and the women that were in my life were very competitive with me, and you know, I was very jealous of them, that type of thing, and it was very dysfunctional friendships. And, you know, I also had friends that were very, like Rebecca, that were just absolutely supportive and, you know, would be my biggest fan and my biggest cheerleader. And having the difference of those two type of relationships, I really decided that I don't want this anymore. I don't want this energy in my life. It's just a struggle for me. I want to continue to manifest with ease and effortlessness. I want to be able to be happy, knowing the laws of the universe. This is a very low level energy. I don't want to keep this habit anymore. So I did whatever I could to release this, and literally working through, you know, all the information that we have in our book and working with Rebecca. I mean, it's amazing the shift that happened in my outer reality and the type of women that I now attract. And when a woman kind of comes into my field, so to speak, and I could feel she's got competitive issues within her, I don't have to get sucked into the game, but I am very clear that I don't want to spend a lot of time with her, because it's someone that I choose to be with, people that are supportive and cooperative and, you know, uplifting and those type of things. And it just truly is amazing. When you shift the inner, you shift the outer, and that's what you will definitely attract.
Mm-hmm. Well put, yeah. Christy.
Thank you.
Yeah, definitely. And I you know, think that ties in really well with what we were talking earlier about boundaries, you know, and for male relationships, female friendships, you know, the clearer we can be with what we're going to allow in our lives, the stronger message that sends to the universe,
yes.
You know, and about, okay, I'm not going to allow this competition in my life, you know, and what I want is collaborative relationships. You know, what I want is, you know, friendships and, you know, that empower me, that, you know, can help me grow as I do the same for them.
Yeah, and what I want and what I deserve.
Exactly.
I think it really is that entitlement of what I will deserve and what I will absolutely not allow in my life. And so defining, really getting so crystal clear, is what I'm going to allow in my life and bring in, and what that, you know, it's like I just don't allow garbage to come into my life. And I, you know, I say to so many women that I work with, think about it with your daughters, because I think we give ourselves permission to, you know, be quote-unquote rude. We give ourselves permission to be outspoken, and we give ourselves permission to speak our truth when it comes to our daughters. You know, it's that, oh, hell no.
Yeah.
You are not going to go there with her. And it's interesting. Why do we protect her? Why do we give ourselves permission to protect her? But we really, it's like, are we giving ourselves that same permission to say, you may not speak to me that way. You don't find me attractive? Too bad for you. You might want to get out of line, because there's a whole line.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
It's like, that's what rises up in me, is like, if you're going to judge me and you don't find me attractive, step out of line, because there is a whole boatload right behind you that's just waiting to praise me.
Yeah. And, you know, I love that point, because the work I do, you know, a lot is teaching women, you know, treat your body like your baby, you know, like your
good
child.
Sarah.
And, you know, would you treat a baby, I mean, with, you know, like, would you treat your daughter with the critical outlook treat our bodies with,
yes.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Our bodies are our babies, you know, mm-hmm. and they should be cared for with the same affection and, you know, have, you know, us stand up for them, you know, on their behalf and say, you know, like you said, hell no, you know?
Yes.
I'm not going to treat myself like that, and I'm not going to let anyone else talk to me like that either.
Yeah, I used to have a belief. I remember thinking to myself, boy, you know, I've been entrusted with these two very, very precious souls. And what a huge responsibility that, you know, as a mother, I've been entrusted to take care of and to nurture and to support and to just grow these two very, very precious souls. And not too long ago, there was this absolute awakening in my mind that just said, no, that's not true. You've been entrusted with one very precious soul, and that's yours. So start treating it the way that, you know, you give away to everybody else. You always see the good in other people, and you're always taking care of them, and you're always wishing the best for them. And the truth is, you've been entrusted with one precious little girl, and she rests right at the heart of your soul. So exactly what you were saying, Sarah, it's like, how are you talking to her? How are you treating her? And the truth is, most of the time, I'm just ignoring her because I'm too busy taking care of everybody else. And it's like, you know, when I really got that was soul was entrusted in my hands, and it's up to me to honor her. It's up to me to dictate how other people will treat me. It's up to me to say, you know what? In my eyes, you are the most amazing, beautiful person, regardless of what anybody else thinks. You know, you're pretty special in my eyes, you know?
Yeah.
And you try so hard every day. It was like that really shifted for me into that space of self-love. It's like it's not a, you know what I'm saying? And that, yeah, that really just landed for me that, boy, I've been given, you know, a really big responsibility, and I better start stepping up to the plate. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that, I mean, is, you know, wonderfully said. Oh, you know, it's, it all starts from, you know, within, and that, again, that self-respect,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Are you guys hearing feedback?
Not so much, Christy. Are you getting a lot of feedback?
Yeah, I'm okay now, but...
Okay.
Yeah, I don't hear it from my side.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Now, Sarah, you said you were doing seminars, or where are you located?
You know, I my offices are in Oakland, California, right in the Bay Area.
Uh-huh.
And but I travel nationally, you know, teaching and doing seminars. My website is breakfreebeauty.com.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, for any of your listeners, again, that's breakfreebeauty.com. And I tell all about, you know, the different workshops and retreats and seminars that I teach. I also do one-on-one consultations with people if they're interested. So anyone can log on to my website, and there's a contact form there, best way to get a hold of me.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I travel quite a bit.
And you have a book, and you have a new book coming out. Do you want to mention those?
Yeah, I do. I have a CD that's going to be out, available in about a month, and that's going to be for sale on my website. And anyone who, you know, signs up, I will send out an email notifying them as soon as it is finished being produced. And then the book, still working to finalize the title and all that, but I will be sending out all the information to my email distribution list. So if people are interested, just come to my website, breakfreebeauty.com, and sign up.
Yeah. How exciting. Great. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It makes such a difference when you just transform and shift into that self-love, you know, in terms of our manifestations and all that we're attracting to ourselves. I know Christy and I, you know, your quote, Christy, is so perfect, is your outer experience is a direct reflection of how you feel about yourself. And so as you shift that energy into, you know, feeling... You know, just feeling that love, feeling that honor and respect and value as a human being for all that you do and all that you are, it really does affect what you're drawing into yourself. And, you know, I know that that's, so it's just wonderful work that you're doing, Sarah, and I so honor you for doing that.
Oh, well, I feel, you know, the same way about both of you, and it's, you know, so encouraging to, you know that there's other people out there, you know, saying the same thing, because like you said, you know, Christy, it's these messages, you know, we don't need to hear them once. We need to hear them again and again and again, you know, as we progress on our journey. And I think, you know, the more people that are out there teaching about this, you know, the better. I think it's a really wonderful thing. And, you know, I love one of I'm sure you're familiar with the Dove campaign for natural beauty, and they, you know, they have a whole CD, DVD set that they give away for free on, you know, training people to go back into their community and teach, you know, teach self-esteem building exercises to young girls and women.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that the more, you know, again, it's,
they're,
you know, being the change.
Yeah. Absolutely, and that's exactly what each one of us, I think, is responsible to do, is to, you know, kind of within, beginning with ourselves, really start to turn that around and redefine beauty and redefine, you know, what it is to be a woman and what it is to be a man, and allow nothing other than honor and respect and all the good things that we would want for our own children, to, you know, to pull those in for ourselves first.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, another big part of what I talk about is that, you know, when we can make this shift, that's when we can, you know, start to live our dreams. Yeah. That's when we can, you know, as long as we're caught in this self-critical mode, it's like we have put a block between us and the universe,
mm-hmm.
you know, and, you know, what we can manifest. And as we start to shift into this self-love, everything begins to open up in really beautiful ways.
Exactly. Yeah. Yep. That's, you know, that is the power of self-love. That is exactly, you know, how it works. And when we really get that, I mean, it's really just a, when we really get that how we're holding ourselves and how we feel about ourselves, what we're ultimately going to draw to ourselves, I think that's when we're really going to take responsibility for, oops, I better treat myself better. I better start thinking of myself in a much more, you know, gracious light, because it's not just about feeling good. It's about, you know, what I'm drawing to myself and what I'm going to ultimately end up seeing in the world around me. So if that's not a good carrot to dangle, then I don't know what it is. I usually, Sarah, need a lot of motivation. Christy's worked with me long enough. There's always got to be a pretty good-sized carrot out there dangling on her back to get her moving. Hear how hard she's laughing, Sarah. It's the truth. The absolute truth.
You're just a funny girl.
Yeah, I know. She's like, carrot my butt. It's a big old butterfinger. I got to dangle out in front of her. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, God. Thank you. I needed that good laugh.
It feels so good, though, to be in the presence of another like-minded sister.
Yes.
You know, it's like you are just such a blessing, Sarah. And to know that I'm in San Ramon, so we're just like,
Oh my gosh, you're right next door.
We're next door to each other, so I'm over here just celebrating the fact that, oh my gosh, there's another somebody out there who totally gets the importance and the magnitude of this work. And I mean, it's just like, just the changes. I can really feel the changes that we're making. And hopefully the listeners today are, you know, light bulbs are going on that, wow, the way I feel about myself is what I'm going to end up seeing in my outer world. So, you know, I need to start loving myself and honoring myself and appreciating who I am in, you know, in my entirety. And it just feels so good to know that there's somebody out there doing the work too, Sarah.
Yeah, well, it's been an absolute pleasure, you know, getting to both learn about, you know, your work, both of you, and, you know, get to participate in this, you know, in this radio program. I think it's, you know, again, the having the opportunity to get the message out there, and the internet has made it, you know, even easier so that, you know, the message can spread, you know, and that's how, you know, that is how revolutions start. That's how change happened. And I'm, you know, really ecstatic to get to be, you know, be a part of what, you know, what you two are doing.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you.
Yes, absolutely.
I feel pretty passionate about that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, definitely keep in touch and let us know when your book comes out. And it's been an absolute pleasure speaking with you today. You know, just we love just doing this show, and we love all the amazing guests that we have been coming on our show lately. We feel it's one of those abundant, blessed things that literally we just plan on doing the show together and talking about things about divine manifesting, and we keep getting amazing people that keep coming across our desk, and we say we have to put them on, because when we do these type of shows, when we have someone like yourself, we can't allow listeners to call in because there's only three lines. But I just feel like, you know, when I got your information, I thought, well, the listeners can email us and if they have any questions, but it's just really important to talk to you amazing people like yourself. So thank you so much for coming on the show.
Well, thank you. It has been a pleasure, and definitely I can't wait to, you know, buy your latest book and, you know, and definitely hear about all the great things you're continuing to do.
Thank you so much, Sarah. Should we just give out some websites, Christy, and some
absolutely
numbers?
Absolutely. You can reach Sarah. Why don't you give your website out again?
Yeah, it is breakfreebeauty.com. So obviously www.breakfreebeauty.com. And there's a contact page on there. My email is sarah@breakfreebeauty.com. I can be contacted that way. And the website has all the latest information about what I'm teaching.
Great. Thank you so much. And, of course, if anybody out there has any questions about our show or would like to hear topic suggestions or just would like to have any questions answered, please feel free to email me, Christy@ChristyWhitman.com, and that's C-H-R-I-S-T-Y at Christy Whitman. Whitman is W-H-I-T-M-A-N.com, Christy@ChristyWhitman.com.
And I am Rebecca at www.RebeccaGrado, R-E-B-E-C-C-A-G-R-A-D-O.com. And Christy and I teach the Power of Self-Love class. So if anybody is out there, you know, salivating to do some of this great work on themselves, either email or contact either email Christy or myself, and we would be happy to let you know when we'll be teaching our next class. Right now we're in the middle of our six-week class, and it is, oh, my gosh.
Yummy.
Just
hear me.
Oh, I know. We just get off the phone. I mean, you know, women are in tears, and it's just, it's incredibly powerful. So to know that there is yet another person out there doing this work, and we are just making great, huge strides in transforming people's feelings about themselves. So anyways, if you have any questions or you know, you want more information about our class too, please feel free to contact us. And thank you so much, Sarah.
Oh,
it's been wonderful.
You.
Okay.
Well, everybody have a great week, and we will talk to you same time next week.
Okay. Bye-bye, you guys.
Bye.
Wonderful. Bye.